don't know what you're gonna do next. You wait for the somebody, never quite comes. Some kind of message comes through to you. Some kind of message comes through. And it says, love when you can, cry when you have to, be who you must, that's a part of the plan. Await your arrival, a simple survival. One day we'll all understand. One day we'll all understand. One day we'll all understand. I had a woman who gave me her soul. Wasn't quite ready to take it. Her heart was so fragile. Mistakes, and you wish someone would buy a confession. The days miss me the mark, and the night gets so dark. Some kind of message comes through to you. Some kind of message shoots through, and it says, love when you can, cry when you have to, be who you must. That's a part of the plan. Await your arrival, a simple survival. One day. One day we'll all understand. One day we'll all understand.
Good morning and welcome. We're so grateful that you've decided to spend part of this wonderful Memorial Day weekend with us. We're glad you're here, and we certainly welcome those that are streaming with us this morning as well. We do have just a few announcements before we begin our service. The flowers today are donated by Jan Becker and Judy Henrich in loving memory of their daughter Carol, who transitioned on May the 14th. The Planting Unity Today plant sale is upstairs after the service on the patio. It's been after all three services. Grab your tea, your coffee, and anything else and head to the patio. There's plants up there that you might want to take advantage of. Our gardening team worked here yesterday and did a beautiful job. Next Sunday, May the 31st, the Youth and Family Ministry has its Bridging Sunday. Bridging Sunday is when our youth, they bridge up to the next class, the next classroom. It's a special service. Regardless of whether you have children there or not, you are all welcome. For the month of June, the theme is healing and wholeness, not only in our Sunday services, but also in our classes and our programs. Check out the different things that we're offering for June around healing and wholeness. I was very impressed with that offering for June. And keep up with us as you check out Peak of the Week each week, our website, Facebook, the Garden Court, the bulletin boards. We truly want to communicate with you. Speaking of communications, if you have anything that rattles, sounds, rings, pinches, or hurts, by all means, turn them off. But you might want to check in, if you have a personal phone, check in and let people know where you are, that they too are welcome here. So how you doing this morning?
Great.
You look great too. Let's pray together, okay? Let's just go to that place within our hearts and within our minds where we know and we feel God's love and God's presence this morning. We're truly grateful to be here today. In this moment, we are so aware of each other, aware of that divine presence. So this morning, we set aside any concerns that we may have and bring our attention to this time in this place, knowing that regardless of the challenges in our life, that God within is truly greater than the challenge. And for that, we're grateful. So together, we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. This beautiful Minnesota day, let's applaud it, okay? We continue our time together by using affirmations. The affirmations are in your order of service. That first affirmation is our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And now our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And now, today's affirmation for today's lesson. Together, I give up all thoughts and behaviors not for my highest good. Really, let's try that one again, okay? Together, I give up all thoughts and behaviors not for my highest good. Undo to Unity Prayer Chaplains, we're going to invite you to please stand. If you'll look around the room, you'll see that these individuals are in service to you today. They arrived early, they held sacred space, and they are here to hold that sacred space with you and to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, a hope, a dream, a vision, by all means, seek out one of our Unity Prayer Chaplains. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song is one of our favorites here, One Power. I invite you to please stand.
Let's say it again. One power, one power, one power. We speak so many languages, different clothing, different colors, different names. But different is only dangerous when we forget that in the heart we're all the same. We'll remember once we close our eyes to see that such distances are never meant to be. Call it God, call it Spirit, call it Jesus, call it Lord, call it Buddha, Baha'u'llah, Hashem or heaven's door. It's Muhammad, it's your mind, it's your soul or it's your sign. It's the universe, it's music, Mother Earth or Father Time. But whatever name you give it, it's all one power, can't you see? Whatever name you give it, it's the very air we breathe. It's the power of the love in you and one power, one power, one power. You sound so beautiful, sing it again. One power. Forgiveness. It's the sweetness of release. It's the joy of inspiration. It's the sunshine on your face. It's the birthright of all nations. It's the boundlessness of space. It's the beauty of a baby, the serenity of sleep. It's the anger we abandon for his love that's most deep. It's just one power. Think there's only one,
one power,
one power, one power, one more time, one power, one power, one power.
Thank you, and please be seated. In an effort to be totally inclusive, for whatever reason, I'm not sure of all the details, we don't have an ASL interpreter this morning. Is there anyone in the audience that has that skill set that would be willing to interpret this morning? Well, welcome. Anyway, we wanted to... that's thrown me off a little bit this morning, and that's okay. Unity is truly an open and welcoming and inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we truly want to honor your presence here today. So if you would, we invite you just to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest out here. Courage down here on the front row. Courage. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving this morning tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's also a pink card in that packet, and if you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily acknowledge your presence and give you a very special welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of God within you. We also welcome those that are streaming with us for the first time today. May we applaud our first-time guest. We enjoy greeting each other. We do it with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now. So if you did not get a chance to speak to the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for Friendship Hour following today's service. I've been reflecting on how I want to do this in this Memorial Day weekend. I think I'm going to do it a little differently than I did at the first service. Those of you, my dear friends, that have had someone close to you, a family member, a very dear friend, someone that's really meaningful in your life, that gave the ultimate sacrifice of their life in serving our country. Would you just raise your hand? Would you just look, just raise your hand. Today we honor those. We honor those that have done that. So, and then I also want to invite those that are currently serving our country or has served our country in the past, our veterans. I want to invite you to please stand and allow us to honor you today as well. And so this next song, as we stand and sing it together, let's just hold all of our military in our heart, all the military around the world in our heart, okay? So let's stand and sing this together.
We will sing the first and the last verse together.
Move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is Holy Spirit. I rely on the strength of the Holy Spirit. I trust the Holy Spirit, the activity of God in me, to power my heartbeat, guide my thinking, and attract my good. I do not need to consciously command my breathing or will my heart to beat. In a similar way, Holy Spirit is a constant life force. This force animates my body, energizes my breath, and invigorates my spirit. The activity of God is present in my creative thoughts and ideas. The wisdom of God enlightens me. The strength of God empowers me. The love of God fills my heart. I am fed spiritually when I pray and listen. I keep myself attuned to the Holy Spirit
by spending time each day in the silence. As I bask in divine love, I receive all I need to live fully, consciously, and purposefully. And from Romans, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and that has given to us. The word for today is Holy Spirit.
So I invite you to join me in meditation. If you choose to, just take that deep breath and begin to let go. Perhaps closing your eyes, shutting out the outside world, focusing your attention inward. And if you have any concerns, I just invite you just to gently set them aside. Continue to relax, to let go, for this is indeed a safe place, a place of love, a place of acceptance. And this morning, I invite you to allow my words to become your words today. To those who have answered the call to serve, I say thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your sacrifice and accomplishments. I am grateful for your strength, courage, and perseverance in the face of great challenge. I respect your dedication. I honor you today, and I offer this prayer. May the light of God surround you, all who are serving or who have served this country. May divine love enfold you. Divine power protect you. May the power and the love of God, the presence of God, watch over you. And so in these few moments, we just pause and remember those who, in service to humankind, have sacrificed their lives. And today I pray for goodwill among people and peace, peace on earth. and in this awareness and in this greater understanding of sacrifice, we rest for a few moments in the silence. Today I pause and honor those that serve our country. And today we pray with those that have requested our prayers, represented by our prayer box, the cards and letters, the electronic mail. We hold each of these prayer requests in a consciousness of love and a consciousness of prayer, giving thanks for answered prayer. So I invite you, if you would, just to take another deep breath and begin to return to this time and this place, knowing that indeed we have been in the kingdom of spirit, the kingdom of God. And we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. Imagine all the people. in the world we live as one.
Yeah, Jay. Nice.
Thank you, God. The talk today is on sacrifice, the law of sacrifice. I had a rascal of a time coming up with it, though, but it worked out. But Reverend Pat's words honored all those related to Memorial Day. My lesson is addressing things that we have the honor of confronting in our everyday lives. So today I want to talk to you about the true law of sacrifice, which is letting go of all limitations, everything in our life. Sounds like a lofty goal, but then we can use the law of sacrifice to manifest our Christ potential, praise God. I didn't like the word or the meaning of the word sacrifice. And it had so many negative connotations to it, but then I focused, as I should, as a Unity person, on the metaphysical meaning of it. That made much more sense. So that, I'm okay now. So this is what I came up with. First, I want to give you several definitions of some words that are beneficial, that will be beneficial to my talk. And the first one I want to give you the definition of is metaphysics. And simply put, metaphysics is the science of being. Very simple, but powerful. And then, of course, there is sacrifice, the metaphysical interpretation of sacrifice. And according to the Revealing Word by Charles Fillmore, sacrifice is a refining process constantly going on in our consciousness. The renunciation or letting go of old beliefs that no longer serve us and replace them with new ideas that are more of a Christ nature. And a key element we need to remember with sacrifice is that it is a twofold process. And the twofold process is it should eliminate unsatisfactory conditions and bring in new and better conditions. And if it doesn't accomplish this, it's not a true sacrifice. And it sounds very familiar to our denials and affirmations, but this is actually manifesting those changes that we deny or affirm. So another word is energy. We're real familiar with the word energy in Unity, the power of God within us to accomplish, strength or vigor of expression. And this is my favorite, zeal in motion, the forerunner of every effect. Praise God, whoa. And then, of course, we all know the law of mind action, our third principle, thoughts held in mind create after their kind. And then limitation. Limitations are thoughts in consciousness that are narrow or restricted, that keep us in bondage to error. Beliefs in lack, illness, sin, death, limitations in consciousness, no matter what they show up as. And then the last two, disease or dis-ease, like we like to use, an inharmonious condition in mind and body brought about by our error thinking. Charles Fillmore says, ignorance causes all disease. And that sounds harsh, but even in the Bible, it said in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. So that's where Fillmore was going. Organic disease has its origin in mind, as truly as any other manifestations. It has become subconscious and needs the power of the Christ mind to reach and dissolve the error thoughts that are causing the disease. And then the last definition is blessings. A blessing imparts the quickening spiritual power within that produces growth and increase, the power of multiplication. Those are good. These are just our basic unity reminders, but they'll help in with the lesson. Now, if we look at our lives from the unity principles perspective, which make for a grand life experience, we are here to fulfill our purpose on this plane, which is, I won't put you on the spot, to manifest our Christ potential as Jesus did. And Jesus' mission of his 3 years, of his 3 year ministry on this earth, was to help us realize our divinity, the divinity within each and every one of us present here. We are divine. So how do we do all that? Well, to start with, if we take our first principle, there's only one power, one presence in the universe and in my life, God the good, the omnipotent, right? Right. I got it. Then we take it a step further and know God is everywhere and everything and every person, which takes care of our second principle. We are the essence of God. Every one of us, we are made in the image and likeness of God. We're the essence. So if we believe these two principles, then everything in our lives and this universe, we have chosen to be in our lives. And therefore, it has to be a blessing. That's pretty tough to swallow. And so, my friends, everything leaves nothing out. It's true. Which means the good, the bad, and the ugly. It all has to be a blessing. It truly does. And when you look at it like that, it's a very nice and orderly system, kind of like that divine order we've heard about. Yeah. And if we believe everything is a blessing, including the good, the bad, and the ugly, let's say it is, just for the sake of my talk, then how do we explain the negative things going on in our lives and in our world? That is a perfect question. Because it leads us to our third principle, which is the law of mind action. Thoughts held in mind create after their kind. This must mean we attracted every situation, every experience, and every person into our lives with our thinking. Do you buy that one? This is still the section I'm learning to embrace. And it's a bit of a tough concept to swallow with some pretty bad things going on and occasionally in our lives, but definitely in the world. But we have to be realistic. The things that are negative going on in our world, we had free will. Spirit gave us free will. And we have to admit humans created all of it, not God. Yeah, that's another tough one. And for the sake of time, I'm sticking just with the now moments in our lives. So when I have a really lousy day, as I'm pretty sure some of you have that on occasion, why on earth would I attract that into my life? Another very good question. Well, since we're the essence of God, we are all good. Everyone's all good, even though some days it might be hard to fathom. But on a deeper level, subconscious or what have you, we want that Christ potential to manifest in our lives. We need that. We need it to surface. And in order for the Christ potential to manifest, we need to bring out the negative feelings that we have stuffed in our subconscious mind. And they're there. Because if they weren't, we'd have ascended with Jesus. We got some stuff holding us back. We need to bring them out, to release them, to sacrifice them, let them go. And the odds are, most of us can admit we have some negative feelings bottled up, like anger, fear, bitterness, grief, sadness, disappointment. And there's nothing at all wrong with any of those feelings. You got to really hear that part, because they help us spiritually unfold when we release them. What happens then? Perfect. As long as they don't remain bottled up in us, then we have the problems. A situation that I can show in my life with this same bottling up is when I was diagnosed with bladder cancer. I was clueless how I could have gotten it. I was sure that was one medical diagnosis and touching me. And my family, no cancer, nothing. Well, yeah, I was sure I was going to get it. Wasn't going to get it. So let's take a look at the possible cause of the cancer that showed up in my life. Or any disorder in yours, disease, anything showing up. And just an addendum, for my personal opinion about life, I always believe life is so simple. I preach that in my classes. It's very simple, very basic. It just involves work. And that sounds pretty naive, but it really is simple. So, who taught us how to live? Who taught us how to manifest our Christ potential? Jesus. Jesus gave us step-by-step directions on how to live a prosperous, a perfect life. Check the Beatitudes out. Step-by-step. So, back to the cause of the cancer in me. Mind you, my dis-ease was bladder cancer. So think of the location. So one of my dear friends and spiritual counselors said to me when I was hysterical, not understanding why in the world I got it, when I felt I shouldn't. And I was hysterical. I did not want to die from it. I was yipping and hollering. There was nothing unity in me about in that moment, because I forgot everything. And so the spiritual counselor of mine said to me, and excuse my language, he said, "What are you so pissed off about?" And remember, I had the bladder cancer. And I said, "What?" You know, and he said, and try to remember the simplicity of the whole thing, you know? Crass, graphic, very practical. Turns out my spiritual counselor, a therapist, and a medical doctor said the same darn thing to me. So here's a little history that might reinforce that whole concept. I have spent all of my life trying to be this little Miss Perfect, obedient all the way back to the parochial school days. And I am not knocking Catholicism, because it's a wonderful religion. No blame. Even as an abused child, an abused wife, I never let the fear and anger out. Never. I kept that baby bottled up in me, and that's the way it was. I was afraid to vent. And I didn't want people to think negatively of me. So I stuffed it. And that's a very big chunk of fear and anger over a very long period of time, stuffed, festering, growing, causing me problems internally. It's kind of the way it works. And we all know everything's energy. And that was energy that shouldn't have been there. I can give more situations or examples of this, but you guys get the idea when we stuff things. It's all just negative energy that we lock in our subconscious or some other area or areas of our bodies. The cancer locked up in me, as the definitions I gave you earlier, is locked up energy that needs to be released so I can be healthy again. An even simpler thing, as an example, is maybe weight loss, smoking, or whatever substance or behavior you're talking about. How can I lose weight on my Weight Watchers program if I'm going to eat the sweet stuff? Give me strength. So, and this could be applied to smoking, drinking. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. It could be just a behavior, a negative behavior. It doesn't matter. But I have to sacrifice that sweet stuff if I want to lose the weight. Plain and simple. And we can't forget it's a twofold process. I have to release this stuff, this not serving me stuff, and let it out. Get rid of it. Let out the fear and anger and insecurity or food or whatever the heck it is. Let it out in a healthy way. And then the second part happens, and you've got a healthier me. Praise God. It really is simple. But it entails us working. So now the issue is, I went over it briefly, but how do we get this locked up anger, frustration, grief, or whatever the emotion is that is causing us to do the negative behavior? Well, a big part is remembering what the cancer or the excess weight or whatever the case may be, is remembering what it is. And that's the tricky part because we're not used to looking at things like that, like the how I'm going to explain. Even with cancer, excess weight, or whatever the case may be, everything in this world is God. Do you buy that? Cancer's God? Well, everything's God. Everything is a blessing. And let us not forget everything is energy. It has to be. We have already proved that, or at least we've agreed upon it on the first part of my talk. So, how do you get rid of the excess energy? Be it cancer, weight, smoking, drinking, bitterness, anger, it doesn't matter, all of that. Well, we need to go back to everything is a blessing, everything is God. We need to remember we are the essence of God, even that cancer. Pretty tough to swallow. No matter what is showing up in our lives, we are the powerful creative beings with God involved. Yeah. And what is God's only wish for us? It's a main question. It's the one main question. If you're in ministerial school, LUT school, it's the one question you better not get wrong. And it's, what is God's only wish for us? Absolute good. That's all. So, and what did God say in Genesis? Call it all good. No matter what. That doesn't leave anything out, like cancer, whatever. Yeah. And call it all good works even in this now moment, nowadays. So if we're the creators of our lives, we can assume that whatever is showing up in our lives, all the things showing up in our lives, we have called every single bit of it into our lives with our third principle, law of mind action. How do you think I got the cancer? So riddled up with fear and anger. You know, where is that going if I'm not letting it out? It's going right inside. Yeah. Boy, it's tough stuff. So if we are the creators of our lives, we can assume we've called it all in there. We already went over that. But that also includes things, or maybe the jerks that come into our lives, right? We've had a few of those come into our lives, right? Oh, sweet Jesus. Or any negative situation. And you ask why. And the answer is to help us express our fear or anger or whatever the emotion is. Because then we can let it out. We can sacrifice it. That person makes you angry, something, then you're going to get a little miffed and let it out in a healthy way, please. Yeah. And then we get the second part. So that was the first part. We let the anger out, bitterness, sadness, whatever. We've all had different variations of it. And then what do we get in place of it? A healthier mentally and physically person. Yeah. Have you ever noticed how when you really lose your temper or something, or just really let it off, and then after that you're so exhausted? That's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen, because we got that junk out of us, and now our bodies can heal. So we have to, but always in a healthy way, a safe environment. So these people, these things, these jerks, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they turn out to be major blessings in our lives, praise God. Or what I call them, angels, my angels, no matter how big a pain they are. They are my angel in that moment, here to teach me what I've forgotten, because we all came down with all the information, all the love, everything, all the gifts we needed when we came here. Look at the children. They got it all. Then we get to our fourth principle, prayer and meditation. Then we get to pray and meditate on the good in our lives. And then, of course, we got finally the fifth principle. After we do all of that, we can walk and talk a healthier life. Praise God. And that cannot do anything else for us but manifest the Christ potential within every one of us. So, my brothers and sisters, one of the beautiful things about our life is everything and everyone in our lives is in it because we called them in it. Law of mind action. Be it cancer, pain, excess weight, it doesn't matter. We called everything into our lives to help us be the best Christ we can be. Get that stuff, that subconscious junk out of us. So, the only thing we have to do is sacrifice. And all we have to do is sacrifice what? Our limitations. Yeah, and praise God for that. Get rid of the limitations, and what have we got? We got the good. Praise the Lord. So if something's in your life is not 100% perfect, maybe you need to look at it. And maybe you can be your own angel. Change your thinking. Change your lives. It's already our task to do. Reverend Pat likes to give you a task. This one we don't have a choice on. We either do it or we come around again, and then we're not going to go there and do it again. And praise God for the wisdom and guidance of Spirit to help us along the way. Because all we need to do is ask. Thank you, my dear brothers and sisters. I love you. I bless you. I behold the Christ within you. Amen.
To
just take a look at yourself and then make a change. Na 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 na. Victim of a selfish kind of love. It's time that I realize there's some no home. Not a nickel to loan. Could it be really pretending that they're not alone? Oh, hello, deeply scarred. Somebody's broken heart and a washed out dream. They follow the pattern of the wind, you see, 'cause they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Oh yeah, I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you wanna make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. I'm starting. Take a look at yourself and then make a change. You gotta get it right while you got the time. 'Cause you close your heart, then you close your mind. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Oh yeah, I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you wanna make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. Na na na.
Say, I often say, I don't want to start with a man in the mirror, you know? I don't know how long it takes us to learn that that's the only place for us to start, with a man in the mirror. Thank you, JC, for that. And Reverend, thank you very much for Lesson. I know if you did the same thing at this service, at the 8:15 service, she got in my face pretty good at 8:15, you know? I says, it reminds me of the lady that told her minister, now look, I know I've been doing these things, so you just keep preaching, but stop meddling in my life, okay? So thank you so much. I needed to hear that today. So we're going to invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis, and those that are streaming with us today, we're going to also invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. It's easy to do so. Just click that donate button. It takes you to a secured website. And those that are in the pews today, you don't have to click a donate button. Just take it and make that gift. Let's just take that deep breath, center ourselves one more time in this one presence, in this one power. We feel that presence, we feel that power, and we are grateful that we have the opportunity to practice that spiritual law of circulation, that law of giving and receiving. I'll affirm our church offertory blessing once, then ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God.
Sojourner Truth, Eleanor Roosevelt, Katharine Hepburn, Sally Ride, Susan B. Anthony, Harriet Tubman, Anna Sullivan. What can I learn from you? in your lifetime and what you've been through. How'd you keep your head up and hold your pride in an insane world? How to keep on trying? One life can tell the tale that if you make the effort, you cannot fail. By your life, you tell me it can be done. By your life's the courage to carry on. Heroes appear like a friend to clear a path or light the flame. As time goes, you'll find you can depend on your heroes. They're gonna show you the way, your heroes. What can I learn from you? That I must do the thing I think I cannot do. That you do what's right by your heart and soul. It's the imperfections that make us whole. One life can tell the tale that if you make the effort, oh, you cannot fail. By your life, you tell me it can be done. By your life's the courage to carry on. Heroes appear like a friend to clear a path or light the flame. And as time goes, you find you can depend on your heroes. Show you the way, hero.
So let us take a moment and bless these gifts, these tithes, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that's truly to transform lives. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, Laura Dockin, as we celebrate her birthday today. Sweet. Forgiveness later, okay? Forgiveness later. Oh, wow. If you'll notice, you're in your bulletin, there's an insert. It's purple. It tells you about our consistent giving program. We have a consistent giving campaign once a year, the last three Sundays in May. Many of you participate in this program. I participate in this program. And one of the major reasons that I participate in it is for my spiritual growth, to stay into that spiritual law of circulation. And so that's one of the reasons I participate in it. But there, Jim Knapp, he also participates in it, and he's going to share with us why.
Thank you, Reverend Pat.
You're welcome.
And my understanding is you're a veteran as well. Is that right?
I am.
Well,
yeah.
let's one more applause for all of our
please.
Veterans.
Oh, please. Thank
Reverend
you.
Pat, for your service. Thank you very much. Yes, good morning. I'm Jim Knapp. I'm on the Board of Trustees for Unity here, and I'm also on the Finance Committee. Before all that, though, I was a consistent giver, and I know I'm the only thing standing between you and seeing your children here, so I'll try to be brief. But speaking of getting on with, you know, our day here and this weekend, on Tuesday, many employees will come back into this facility and return to work here, and even though we are spiritually fed here and we give here, and this world works spiritually in many ways, as Reverend Jeanette was speaking about a few minutes ago. This building, this facility, and the employees that work within it live in a world of money and time. So what I do as a consistent giver is that it's very helpful that consistent giving provides a budget And now in my recent tenure on the Finance Committee, I realize how important that budget is and to have that knowledge of what's coming to us on a regular basis. It also helps me, too, as I give on a consistent basis, helps me with my budget personally. And the beauty of it all is I can change my consistent giving at any time. I can stop it. I can increase it. I can decrease it. It's quite easy once a month out of my own personal checking account. And one other, besides all of that kind of, you know, work, professional, church stuff, on a little bit even more of a personal note, I grew up with a very loving family, but there was a little bit of shame in my family. So once I sit out there now, and as the ushering bags go by, I can sit there and not worry about any guilt, because every month I know the church is receiving my donation. So that's a little bit of a plus personally for me as well. So I will be, as Reverend Pat mentioned, you have this, so please look at this, consider it carefully. I'll be out in the garden court. I'm there to answer any questions that you may have or to receive your document as well. Thank you and have a good rest of the weekend.
Thank you. So next week, we conclude our series on working with the law. We are going to look at the law of compensation, not the law of competition. There is no competition in spirit, but we certainly teach compensation. So come and let's conclude that series together. I hear children out there. Let's stand and let's bring them in, okay?
Today we were talking about different ways of praying, and one of the things we did was we made prayer sticks, we walked and skipped the labyrinth, we did yoga, and we had a drumming circle, and it was just really awesome, led by Charisma McIntyre. So every Sunday I get to play, I get to use my imagination, I get to discover new things about myself and about spiritual ideas and spiritual principles, and I also get to be loved. And guess what? You can do that too. This summer, we're inviting you to join us. We'd like to give our regular volunteers a bit of a break. So we're asking if you can sign up for 2 weeks. You always work with an experienced volunteer, not by yourself. And we have a lot of fun. So we invite you to come and join us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's appreciate our volunteers here on the podcast. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is well. Thank you.